So here we are in the old town square. It's a pretty fine sight it is too. So I'm in a bus in Prague with a bunch of patent lawyers, IP people generally, but I've also got I've got Dave Birch with me. Hello, Dave.
Afternoon.
So what are you doing at this stage?
Well, I'm talking about biometrics. So one of the areas that they're looking at is, the combined areas of identity theft and privacy.
And do you feel slightly out of place here? Because you're in the church of the patent, as it were.
I feel slightly out of place for two reasons. One is because I don't know anything about the main topic of the conference, which is patents. And obviously, one of the reasons why you like coming to things like this is to learn, you know, more about the topic. But you need a basic grounding, which I don't have. Mm. So that's kind of one thing. The other thing is because I think I actually disagree with sort of one of the fundamental tenets of everybody that's around me. In that it's not transparently obvious to me that things like patents and copyrights are actually achieving their original goal. And he unhesitatingly said, well, it's because of property rights.
So we're walking to Prague Castle. Here's Dave Birch. And he's still talking to me about property rights. He still don't believe in patents.
No, I'm not saying I don't believe in patents. What I'm saying is it's not obvious that the current system is fulfilling its original role.
These are patent lawyers all around you. Look at them. They're coming to this big, big, smart event, and you're dissing their industry.
It's fulfilling a role for them. Well, a practical thing to change would be to abolish patents completely and replace them with a new form of...
I'm not going to let you speak.
All I'm saying is, what's the economic evidence?
The economic evidence of patents? So that's Dave Birch. We're going into the European Inventor of the Year Awards.
Not for some legal evidence, but for some economic.
I'm going to shut him up now because we're going inside. So this is a bit grand, isn't it? But luckily, it's so grand that Dave has to go and sit below the salt, where I'm on the posh table.
I'll be down with the servants.
See you later, because you patent the haters, you can sit with the servants.
They've put us at the back.
Innovation for benefit to the European economy.